Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Now we're joined via the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line by ESPN baseball man, analyst, and well-respected guy just in sports. Tim Kirchen joins us here in the locker room. ESPN is going to start the season with an exclusive national broadcast opening night as the reigning World Series champion Houston Astros host the White Sox at 7 o'clock, ESPN and ESPN Radio. Tim, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure, fellas. How are you?
We are awesomely awesome. Everybody in Braves country getting ready for the opening day festivities in the nation's capital. One, just as it relates to the Braves, with the transition that they've had with a different closer coming in, and now your closer on the injured list to start and parting ways with Dansby Swanson, overall, how do you see the Braves, not just in their division, but in the National League for a run at a deep postseason series or two this year?
The Braves are really good again. There's no way around that. They're going to miss the shortstop, there's no doubt. And they're going to miss Iglesias to start the season. And they're going to miss a couple injured starting pitchers. But they're going to figure this out because they are deep, they are loaded, and they're going to the playoffs. Now, they're in a great division. The Mets can win the division. The Phillies can win the division. Certainly the Braves can win the division. They're in a really deep National League because all three of those East teams are good. So are the Cardinals. So are the Padres. So are the Dodgers. I think the six teams that made the playoffs in the National League last year are all going to make it again this year, and it's going to be wildly competitive. But the Braves are right in the middle of all of that, given their starting pitching that they have when healthy, and that lineup is devastating when everybody's right.
Tim, are you as surprised as we are that Vaughn Grissom did not win the shortstop job?
I am. I'm surprised. And that's nothing against him. This is just another reminder, fellas, of what I say all the time. This is a really hard game to play. And for a young guy to just say, all right, I got this. He came up. He was so good when he started last year. And then he tailed off a little offensively, but I was pretty sure that he would be the shortstop on opening day, and he's not. But the other thing is, with kids, it takes time. He just needs some time in the minor leagues. I wouldn't be shocked if he came back, say, early in the season or midseason, took the job and kept the job all the way through the postseason. That's how good I think this kid's going to be. He's just not ready at the moment, and you can't force, you can't rush when you're playing a game this difficult.
Tim, I saw you were on earlier in the morning with our good buddy John Kincaid up there in Philly. We know we're Philly fans are never short of confidence. What are they thinking of? Like, what's the outside opinion, outside market on the Braves, and how do they think the Phillies are going to be this year?
Well, I think everyone really liked the Phillies, including me, until the last 10 days when a couple things have gone sideways, including losing Rhys Hoskins for the season. That's going to really hurt. However, the Phillies are a really good team. They added some people in the offseason, including Trey Turner, that completely changes their offensive look at the top of the order. I like their pitching, especially when Andrew Painter comes back, assuming he gets healthy and helps them during the season. They upgraded their bullpen. Again, three teams are really good in the East. The good thing is they don't have to face each other 19 times, only 13 times, so that might give an advantage to the other East teams, all the East teams, that don't have to, you know, knock each other over the head so many times during the season.
ESPN's Tim Kirchen joining us via the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. ESPN will start the season with an exclusive national broadcast opening night as the reigning World Series champion Houston Astros host the White Sox at 7 o'clock on ESPN and ESPN Radio. Roger Clemens will be a special guest analyst for the game, and he'll join Carl Ravage, Eduardo Perez, Buster Olney on the broadcast. And Baseball Tonight will lead into the action with the Astros World Series banner raised, having a ceremony at 6 o'clock.
Tim,
What do you think rule change wise would be or would have the most impact as far as wins and losses throughout the season with, you know, the shift and the time clock and all those changes?
Well, I've been pleasantly surprised with all the rule changes. I did not think the players could adjust to the pitch clock as quickly as they did. I thought the pitchers would be more affected, and as it turns out, the hitters were more affected by the pitch clock. And everything has gone pretty darn well so far, with the one warning that we're playing games that don't matter right now. Starting Thursday, the games count. And let's just hope there aren't any real issues with the pitch clock, and there likely will be. I think the bigger change for the game is going to be with the shift. I think we've gotten away from the value of the hit in today's major leagues. At 243 as a league last year, that's just not good enough. Maybe now with the shift rules, you can hit a hard ground ball to the right of the first baseman and get a hit. Mm-hmm. You can hit a line drive up the middle, and instead of the shortstop catching it, you get a hit. We have to get away from too many homers, too many walks, too many strikeouts, and get the ball back in play so these spectacular athletes can show that sensational athleticism. That's the hope for me, and I think that's going to be the biggest change in the game, is that the shift is going to bring back the value of the hit.
Do you think it'll also bring back the value of old school baseball, a bunt, a stolen base, or have analytics just completely wiped all of that stuff out?
Well, we've lost our way in baseball when it comes to those things. And being 66 years old, that makes me very sad that we don't play the game like we did in the 80s even. But yes, I'm hoping with more balls in play that maybe we get a few hit and runs, maybe we get a few more steals, maybe we get more first to third. Maybe we're not thinking about hitting the ball out of the ballpark all the time or striking out every hitter all the time. That's what we need with the game, and the game's great no matter what. But it can be better than what it's played last year and in recent years. And let's hope these rule changes have something to do with that.
Getting outside of the East, do you expect the usual suspects to show up for a postseason play? Braves, Padres, Phillies, Mets, Cardinals? Or is there somebody who is on the rise that could shock one of these teams and make a better deep season playoff run?
Well, there's always a shocking team that makes you slap your forehead and say, how come I didn't see that team coming? However, in the National League especially, sorry, I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing the three teams from the East are going to make the playoffs. The Cardinals are going to win the Central. And I think the Padres beat the Dodgers this year in that division, but both of them make the playoffs. I think the six teams that made the playoffs in the National League last year make it this year, and it's going to be a wildly competitive race.
Tim, we saw the World Baseball Classic really be exciting. You know, people showing up to the ballpark down in Miami that never do, in droves, watching. Was there any concern, though, when there were players saying it was more important or they thought it was better to win a World Baseball Classic for their team and their country than it was to potentially win a World Series?
Well, yes, there's a bit of a concern there because those guys are getting paid by their team to win the World Series. Now, I would like to go back and re-interview all of those guys in October when they're playing a playoff game in Atlanta or Houston or New York or something, and you ask them, all right, you're one win away from winning the World Series. What's more important, this or the WBC? They might change their answer. Having said that, I did a lot of WBC this year. It was stunningly good. And the passion and the energy from the players, not to mention the fans, was really compelling. The WBC is only going forward. It was a great event this year. It's going to get better. And I think it's going to give a great jump start to the major league season based on what we just saw from the WBC.
Tim, yesterday we saw an interesting decision by Randy Rosenberg ejecting JT Realmuto for just total disconnect on what he felt like JT was kind of pulling a prank on him. He didn't buy it. He stuck out his glove, hand him a ball. Anyways, I'm sure you've seen this. What did you make of it? And I know there's kind of a new wave of newer umps this year in Major League Baseball is a lot of them have retired. Do you think like this is a small glimpse of what might be a bigger problem with maybe newer umps established in Major League Baseball?
Well, I certainly hope not. Look, I'm a big umpire guy. I will argue this with anyone. Those guys are way better than people think at doing their job, and the average fan wouldn't last five pitches behind home plate in a big league game before saying, get me out of here. Having said that, that was a terrible decision yesterday. JT Realmuto meant no disrespect, could not have been ejected from that game. And yes, there's a minor concern that we have 10 rookie umpires this year, 10 veteran umpires, including 7 crew chiefs, retired after last year. And sure, that's going to affect the umpiring in the game. The only good thing is most, if not all, of these rookie umpires have worked with the pitch clock and everything else in the minor leagues. They're used to it, but all umpires need to recognize they can't be the focus of the game. And last night or yesterday, that guy was the focus unnecessarily.
Well, we thank you for your time. Fantastic information. We love your work. Love watching you on ESPN, and we look forward to hopefully catching up with you down the road here in the locker room.
Okay, fellas. Thank you.
Tim Kirkchen joining us from ESPN. ESPN with the national broadcast on opening night. The Astros and the White Sox, 7 o'clock, ESPN, ESPN Radio. As the Astros get to unveil the championship banner, they're going to have a banner ceremony at 6 o'clock in Roger Clemens. Will be a guest analyst joining Carl Ravitch, Eduardo Perez, and Buster Olney. Baseball Tonight will lead into action before the game.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon background screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.